Welcome to Ignite Your Light, a podcast to help you navigate life's adversity, follow your curiosity, and stay true to yourself. Life can feel pretty confusing for everyone. I've harnessed my network of empowering individuals to help inspire you to create a life that feels authentic and on purpose. I interview healers, creatives, entrepreneurs, and girl bosses who are living their truth and inspiring others to do so too. I'm your host, Riley Webster, and I'm so happy that you're here with me today. So today I sat down and had a conversation with Jane Stoller, author of Organizing for Your Lifestyle and a life and business organizing expert. She recently left the corporate world to turn her passion into her career, and she now helps people by spreading her message that organizing can and will improve every aspect of your life. So in today's conversation, we touch on how to turn your passion into your career, the vulnerability of self-promotion, and how you can incorporate organizing habits into your life to improve your mental wellness. So if you've been following along my journey, you know that in the last few months, I've really committed to putting myself out there and turning my passion into a career, which is healing and writing and helping people with their mental wellness. So this conversation is really going to help you understand that your passions are worthwhile. People want to hear from you. People want to see you succeed. And it's up to you to level up and step into your light. So without further ado, here is Jane Stoller. I would love if you could start by talking about your business and how you turned your passion into your career.
Yes, thanks, Riley, for having me. It's great to be here. And, you know, I started Organize Jane officially last year in January 2018, but it's been my passion for since I was probably 6 years old. And I tried to turn my passion into a career about 10 years ago as well, but it has a lot of drawbacks doing that because especially when you have a passion, sometimes it doesn't feel like I didn't feel like I could charge people for my skills and expertise. And I had a lot of stress in self-marketing myself and branding and everything that goes along with it. But so there's a lot of challenges. But now that I've, you know, gotten over those hurdles, it is the most amazing feeling because you can actually, it doesn't even feel like work because it's your passion.
Totally. So how did you make that transition to leave the corporate world and start your own brand? Like, what was the push that made you do it?
Yeah. So a lot of people ask what was my turning point. I had written a book in 2015 and about organizing, and I always had in the back of my mind, okay, I have to start my organizing business. But for me, it was really, I'd been in the corporate world for 10 years and I'd moved around a lot with the company and I was going to be moving again. And I just, it didn't feel like the right move. And I knew at that point that I had to make a decision to follow my own career path and really follow my passion.
So in following your passion, you spoke about feeling afraid to put yourself out there and do the marketing and be on social media. How did you get over your fear of promoting yourself?
Yes, I had a major fear and you wouldn't believe it. But and last January when I committed to this, I was even scared to change my LinkedIn profile to say that I had left the corporate world. It was so I just really thought I would be a failure if I did that, or people would think that I didn't make it in the corporate world. Really wrong feelings to have. But I actually hired a branding coach and she helped me get over not just over my fear, but also teach me about self branding and marketing, and there's a lot to it, but really hiring a coach helped me get over my fear.
That's amazing. So what advice would you have for other people who maybe want to follow their passions, but they're scared to step out of the norm, whether that's the corporate world or a different job? What would you tell them?
Yes. I wish I had this advice from, 10 years ago for myself, because I listened, you know, you always want to get advice and feedback from your friends, family, mentors, people you work with. And I unfortunately got a lot of advice just from one stream of let's say people, and a lot of them did work in the corporate world. So I suggest getting, you know, reaching out to different networks. And today we have so much ability for, you know, coaches over, you know, lifestyle coaches. We can follow mentors on Instagram. There's a lot of girl boss empowerment coaches. We can read books on this subject. So really just put yourself out there and ask for a variety of different advice and feedback to help get you started, because you do need a support system. And you'll find that with the more you reach out to, let's say, even different networks than what you'd be normally used to.
So how do you use social media to promote yourself, but also create boundaries with it so that you're not totally consumed by it? Because it is such an amazing tool to spread your message. And when you use it with intention, it can, you know, really spread your message to a far, far audience. So how do you create boundaries with it and kind of navigate that social media addiction?
Really good question. I think I'm still trying to figure that out.
It's hard.
Yeah. And you know, I recently made the switch too in the whole of self-marketing and promotion. And because my brand is largely myself, I had to really put myself out there, and including in social media. So for myself, I do look at it as a valuable tool, and I do have to, you know, be vulnerable and make, you know, there might be negative comments sometimes as well, but I just have to look at it like it's a positive tool, and that it's going to help me spread the message and hopefully make other people passionate about getting organized. And that's what I really want to do. So if it can help one person or thousands, that then I'm happy.
And overall, how do you feel that being organized can help improve your mental wellness?
Oh, I think that being organized can help you achieve so many things. And we often, we hire, you know, personal trainers to get in shape, or we hire, you know, coaches for our business. But we often forget about the most important thing is, you know, decluttering our space and decluttering our mind. And if you can do that, you can really get focused on your goals. You can make sure they align with your priorities. You have more time to spend on not just your business, but also self-care. So I think organizing is the key to success for anyone.
And what would your top three organizing tips be for someone maybe who doesn't like organizing?
Oh yeah. So my number one top tip is to start with your closet, man or woman, and you know, just do it. And because you are likely wasting up to 10 minutes or more a day on that. It's the first thing we see in the morning, and it can really set the mood for the day. So if you can start with kind of a streamlined closet, don't waste any time there. It can already set that tone. And then I say, it's just even 10 minutes a day you should spend on organizing it at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, to kind of focus your thoughts, organize, you know, even your, I always say the outfits for the day too, but really 10 minutes of organizing, and make it fun. Enlist your family. It shouldn't be a chore. Once you start the process of organizing every day, it'll become routine and you won't even think about it, and it won't be so daunting anymore.
Amazing. And finally, what advice do you have for people to ignite their light? So meaning follow their dreams, their passion, and live the life that they want to create.
Oh, that's such a great question. And I don't know if I have the answer, but I always say, you know, never devalue your passion, whatever it is. You know, if it's if you want to make it into a side business, or if it's a hobby or a full-time business, never devalue the skills that you have from your passion, and because you can do whatever you'd like with it and make it your business if you'd like, and turning it, using that passion, you know, you're so fueled by it, it doesn't even feel like work, and essentially it's probably likely going to help somebody or many somebodies, and that's what we should be here for.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for this amazing conversation.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that this conversation sparked your creative fire and that now you're just ready to go out and either create that side hustle or take your passions a little more seriously and know that you can and you will be successful. So if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend or someone in your life who needs a little extra light. And also leave a review or a rating on iTunes. That would mean so much to me. If you're interested in learning more about Jane, I've linked all of her information below, as well as where you can find her book, Organizing for Your Lifestyle. She also writes weekly blogs and has a YouTube channel. Just search her name, Jane Stoller, in YouTube and it'll pop up. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and we will chat soon.